The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon Jesus. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Each of us have people who were important and influential in our lives. It may have been a family member or a friend, maybe a teacher, maybe it might have been a famous or a historical person. And in one way, shape, form, or another, they seem to have an influence in our daily lives, in who we are and in what we do. There was a very important, influential presence to Jesus Christ, and that was the Holy Spirit. From before he was born to throughout his whole life to even after Jesus ascends to the Father. Before Jesus was even born, the Holy Spirit was by the Holy Spirit inspiring prophets to speak about the qualities of the Messiah, the Son of God, that would come. And also by the Holy Spirit, that people were inspired to prepare their lives for the coming of Christ. It was by the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus himself was conceived in the womb of Mary, his mother. And it was the Holy Spirit who descends upon Jesus at the time of his baptism that we hear about in the gospel today. And we know that even St. Peter says that, as we heard in the second reading, that it was God who anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. And thus, the Holy Spirit was always a part of the life of Jesus, an influential part of the life of Jesus. The reason was that he was so important and so influential, this all-encompassing, all-surrounding, abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, was because it was the empowerment of God in the life of Jesus, was the Holy Spirit. The empowerment that even the prophets would speak about, Isaiah speaks about it today, is that he would be a justice for the nation, a covenant for the people, a light for the nations. That's the type of power and presence Jesus would have. It was this empowering presence of the Spirit in the life of Jesus that gave him the ability to preach and teach with authority. The power and presence of the Spirit that allowed Jesus to heal, to expel demons, to raise the dead. It was the powerful presence of the Holy Spirit that strengthened Jesus so as to be able to face rejection and suffering and even death. And it was by the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus himself was raised from the dead. It is so clear to us exactly how influential and important this powerful presence of the Holy Spirit was in the life of Jesus. In doing so, then, it shouldn't be surprising to us that Jesus, you know, empowered his disciples with the Holy Spirit. After he rises from the dead, he breathes on them and empowers them with the Holy Spirit to forgive sins, and then calls them to wait for the fullness of the Holy Spirit that would empower them after Jesus ascends to the Father. Because you see, this same empowerment that was in the life of Jesus would have to be there for the church. There was no way that the church could ever go on and fulfill its God-given mission unless it was empowered with the same Holy Spirit that Jesus was empowered with. And just as Jesus was empowered, so was the church empowered. And so down through the ages, it is with the presence of the Holy Spirit in the apostles and in the holy men and women down through the ages that the church was even able to exist or to thrive or to grow. If the Holy Spirit was such an important influence in the life of Jesus and in the life of the church itself, then the Holy Spirit must be an essential and important influence in our lives. In our lives as Christians, that this Holy Spirit, that we acknowledge the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit in. We acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is the very powerful presence of God, and that in our hearts really desire that the Holy Spirit come into our life, open our lives to the Holy Spirit, and even ask the Holy Spirit to come and to dwell within us. And with the Holy Spirit present in us, then to ask the Holy Spirit for the wisdom and guidance that the Spirit has. And why ask for it unless we're really going to follow what the Holy Spirit asks us to do? And so we listen and we do what the Spirit asks us to do. Then we pray for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to give us the courage that we need, knowing that the Spirit will encourage us and strengthen us. And so we then go forth to do what we have to do without any sense of fear. That we allow the Holy Spirit to be a part of our daily lives, influencing our words, our actions, and our deeds. That this is the presence that God has given to us. And so we open our lives to the Spirit and follow His guidance and allow that Spirit to fully take over our lives just as it took over the life of Jesus. You know, just as we allow others to be an influence in our lives, so too we have the power to allow the Holy Spirit to be this important influence in our lives. And when we do so, we really then are accepting the gift that Jesus Himself promised and gave to us, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the very same Spirit that empowered Jesus to be this pleasing, beloved child of God. And so it must be the goal of every Christian to not just simply know the Holy Spirit and pray to the Spirit, but to be possessed by the Holy Spirit, just as Jesus was possessed by the Holy Spirit. What better blessing could there be for any person, any Christian, than to be possessed by God, empowered by God, filled with the presence of God, just like Jesus.